Now we go inland from Los Angeles to Pasadena, where Caltech has some of the smartest scientists in the known universe. One of them is Michael Shapiro. He's going right into brains, living ones, across that famous protective covering, the blood-brain barrier.
Yes, core idea is that if we want to look inside of a tissue like the brain, we need a form of energy to investigate what's happening there that can actually pass into and out of tissues. And so it can't be light, because optical photons get scattered by tissue within about a millimeter of depth. So it's not going to work very well in that context. But things like sound waves and magnetic fields can work very well. And they, in fact, underlie the technologies that are used in hospitals every day to diagnose what's happening. And so our challenge is to come up with molecules that we can put into cells or put into circulation that can interact with things like sound waves instead of interacting with light, and then use those molecules to tell us what's happening in cells or help us manipulate function, for example, by getting things delivered across barriers like the blood-brain barrier, which normally prevent pathogens from entering the brain, for example, and help the brain have a desired balance of chemical composition, but can prevent things that we want, even like drugs, from entering in. And if we can use ultrasound to open the blood-brain barrier at a specific place, then that allows us to open the gate temporarily and allow things in that help us to either see or control what's happening at that specific spot in the brain.
How are you getting on so far?
Well, we're making pretty exciting progress. We're developing a lot of these technologies for the first time. So we have things that work in the sense that we can take mice and we can, for example, prevent them from forming memories by using ultrasound to deliver receptors into their hippocampus that, when we give them a drug, prevents the hippocampus from being able to form memories. And that works really well. But it's going to be several years before we can develop those kind of technologies for use
in students.
In larger organisms.
Which are usually students. But I presume you train the mice to do various things like running a maze or something like that?
Well, there are various assays you can test. I mean, in this case, we're looking at their ability to form a memory of a particular smell and visual cues that we can test the next day whether they're able to recall it or not. And we're able to shut that down using our technology. Mm.
And when you attack the hippocampus, how do you remove the capacity to remember? Do you just seal it off completely or what?
Yeah, so the cool thing is something that is reversible to either turn up or down the activity of a desired brain region and a desired brain circuit. And so the way our technology works is that we use focused ultrasound, which can be aimed with millimeter precision at a particular part of the brain, to open the blood-brain barrier just at that location. That stays open for a couple hours. During that time, into the bloodstream, we introduce viral vectors. So these are things that are being developed for gene delivery purposes. The viral vectors can enter at that specific location, transfect neurons, meaning deliver a genetic program into them. These viruses are engineered to deliver not code for making more virus, but instead to put in a gene of our choice. And the gene that we're choosing to put into them encodes the special receptor. So these are the same kind of receptors that neurons would normally use to respond to neurotransmitters. But in this case, the receptor has been engineered, so it no longer responds to neurotransmitters, and instead responds to a drug that we can administer to the animal just by giving it orally or injecting it into the bloodstream that acts specifically just on that receptor. Okay? So what that means is that into that particular part of the brain that we've selected by focusing the ultrasound, we've introduced a lock where the key is this molecule that we can administer systemically that will act on that lock. And by choosing which receptor we're using, the consequence of that molecule acting on that receptor will either increase or decrease the activity of the neurons in that brain region.
Wow. That is so impressive if you can manage such precision. And if I come back in about, let's say, 15 years' time, when you've perfected it and experimented with the aforementioned students, and my own memories, the ones that are centered on the hippocampus, are failing, you can then put some genes in, if it happens to be a genetic deficit, and reprogram my head.
Well, I want to make clear that the proof of concept we did was looking at memory formation. And that's because it's a very well-established experimental paradigm in neuroscience that really lets us show off the power of our technique. The long-term uses of this, I think, are much more going to be on the therapeutic angle. And this is because if you think about psychiatric diseases or neurological diseases, very often they involve the activity of a particular region of the brain going wrong. Examples include epilepsy, where you have a certain part of the brain where it's hyperactive, and that hyperactivity spreads throughout the brain and causes seizures. Or people are learning all the time about specific brain circuits that are involved in Parkinson's disease or obsessive compulsive disorder or depression or schizophrenia. And the reason current drug treatments don't work very well is because the drugs go everywhere and don't just act on that particular part of the brain, but all the other parts as well, which is what causes these terrible side effects that limits the utility of these drugs. And so what our goal is in the long term is to allow you to take a drug, just as I was describing, but now that drug is this designer drug that's only going to act on a set of receptors that we've put into just the part of the brain where the disease is taking place. And so if you have epilepsy and you have seizures that are generated at a certain part of the brain, which can be mapped now, then we want to introduce our receptors into that particular part of the brain, and then you can take a pill, and that pill is not causing side effects by acting on everything else, but it's just acting at that particular spot.
What about other parts of the body? What other organs are you looking at?
So my long-term view of medicine is that we're going to go beyond just molecules, which go everywhere and cause side effects, and go beyond surgery, where you're cutting somebody open, and take advantage of cells as therapeutic and diagnostic agents, because cells have the ability to roam through our bodies, to see molecular signals, and perform computations or make decisions based on those molecular signals, which we can now engineer into the cells at the genetic level, and then take action, like killing pathogens or tumor cells, or releasing protein drugs just at a certain location. So that vision of Isaac Asimov with the Fantastic Voyage and the people who originally made the movie of having little submarines roaming around through our bodies, I think is going to come true. But those submarines are not going to be mechanical devices that are shrunken down to the size of a cell, but they're going to be cells themselves. What we want to do in our lab is to develop ways to communicate with those cells. We want to know, after we put these agents into somebody's body, where are they? Are they alive? Are they carrying out the function that we engineered them to perform? And we want to be able to tell them what to do based on their location. And so what we're developing is a more general set of technologies that allow us to put things like gas vesicles, which are these gas-filled proteins that cells can make themselves. So we put the DNA into these cellular agents, and now they produce these little gas nanostructures inside the cell that allows us, first of all, to see where these cells are, using ultrasound imaging, so we can track them deep inside the body, then look at their function, because they can turn on or off the production of these gas vesicles based on what's happening in their vicinity, and then use this as a way to tell the cells what to do. So we can send in sound waves and turn functions in these cells on and off at a specific location using focused ultrasound.
A revolution in the brain and the body with cells like missiles directed to give precision medicine. Mikhail Shapiro is Professor of Chemical Engineering at Caltech.